This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The champion himself joining us once again, head coach of Nova Southeastern basketball, Jim Crutchfield, joining us there. Coach, how are you? Congratulations yet again. Second championship in three years. So congrats to you.
I'm looking at all these pictures on my screen. Who am I talking to here today?
You got Tobin and Leroy here with you. And then Dan Day and Jay Figger there on the bottom. So it's great to have you again, Coach.
Good to be here.
How does it feel like, to be back on the top after, you know, being champs 2 years ago and getting back to the mountaintop?
You know, sometimes it's hard to put words that describe feelings pretty good, but I'm going to say pretty darn good is what I'm going with today.
And deserved. You deserve to feel good. Well, actually, it's interesting, Coach. We're talking a little bit about this with the Panthers now because it feels like Paul Maurice has, like, such an easy demeanor about all of it, but when you're in the midst of high expectations, championship expectations for your team, how do you handle all of that through a season to go about it, knowing that you've done it before, but you know everything is different year to year? Like, how do you keep that mindset throughout the season?
Well, that's not fun. I remember the first time I got a coaching job, I inherited a team that was 3-25 and had no starters back, and the athletic director had said to me, if you can just get through the season, we don't expect you to win any games, but just get through the season, all right, we'll be happy. I kind of like those expectations. Those are really good. When everybody expects you to win, and they're talking about, we're booking our reservations for the Elite Eight, and we're in the middle of the season, that kind of pressure, that's not fun. You try to just to worry about the next game. But, yeah, expectations seem to be pretty high this year, and I guess they were right because we won the national championship.
Is it more difficult with what you're doing because there's a lot of turnover to kind of be able to do this year after year after year, knowing that your turnover is going to be as great as it could be in in college in general?
Yeah, I mean, in general, I mean, guys used to graduate in 4 years, so there was always a turnover. But in today's world, that never even happens. No one goes 4 years hardly anymore, and it's not going to happen in the future. The landscape of basketball with NIL and money and transfer portals has now bled down to our level. You know, mm-hmm. We're at Division One, and yeah, if you remember 2 years ago, we won the national championship, and I thought, wow, we got four starters back. We may be back here next year, and they were all excited about coming back, but 2 weeks later, they were gone. You know, NIL money and the transfer portal, it's there. It's the new landscape of basketball. From a coaching standpoint, it's miserable. From a player standpoint, if you're getting lots of money, it's pretty cool. So Depends how you look at it. But the turnover is way too fast now. Most coaches prefer to have guys for a longer period of time. There used to be an old expression. There used to be an old expression that would say you coach them for three, then you tolerate them for one. that doesn't make any sense anymore because you actually don't have guys for 4 years anymore. Now you have them for 1 year, 2 years, and you got to kind of re-recruit your own players. So long-winded answer to your question, it's a whirlwind now. You know, we have gone through different lineups the last 3 years, but the bottom line is we've managed to get to the championship game every year. So just figure out how to solve that problem and move forward.
How much time do
you call that good coaching?
Yeah, me too.
That's good coaching when you can change the players, but the results are still the same.
Yeah, that's we've been very fortunate with that. I do have to adjust. You know, our players have been different style, from three-point shooters to tall to small. You know, you have to kind of change with your team a little bit. We have a reputation of how we play, up-tempo, aggressive. That's not going to change. Mm-hmm. But our minor adjustments have to be made to your personnel.
Do you always find yourself, because, you know, the last time we talked to you, you know, I know that you met with Spo a little bit because he wanted to dive into your offense. Do you find yourself always trying to find, like, that next thing, or do you feel like you found something and that's what you want to you key in on with all of your guys every single year? Or are you always looking to see what the next adjustment is to the game?
You know, there's a common thread to what we do that's never going to change. The high intensity, play harder than everybody else, that's kind of our secret. People think it's about pressing and scoring lots of points. It's about intensity and playing up to a level that guys don't know they're capable of playing to, because guys can play way better than they think they can play. You got to convince them of it, make them see it, realize it, and then you get more out of your players. But you have to change, you know, with your lineup. And I like doing things differently. Right now, you know, I brought my assistant coaches in yesterday and said, I'm tired of trying to find – we lose five big guys. All the bigger guys in our lineup are gone. And all of a sudden I was doing what everybody else is doing, trying to replace players. And I said, forget that. Quit trying to replace guys. Right now, big guys are at a premium in the so-called market of the NIL. We're looking at transfer guys. They're not very good. They're 6'8". They stink, some of them, and they're getting money. And I get it. We don't need a bad big guy here. Let's go. We're going small ball. We'll go small ball. We're going to terrorize people. We're going to be 6'5 and under. The big guys at this level aren't very good anyway. If they were good, they wouldn't be here. They'd be playing mid-major with money. So, you know, quit trying to find bad big guys. Let's go with good guys, and we'll give up a few inches of size, but we'll be faster, better, more aggressive, and we'll be the team that people don't want to play against. So you have to make your adjustments accordingly.
How do you keep – you know, the your message, like, not falling deaf ears? You know, the NBA obviously got rocked yesterday because Michael Malone ended up getting fired 2 years after winning a championship, and people are like, oh yeah, his message was going stale in the locker room. And I just got to feel like that's crazy to me. So many of those guys you just won a title with, how does it get to that point? Like, do you have to find yourself as a guy who's won championships with, yeah, I know you get new kids year in and year out, but, like, even still, the ones that do, you do get to keep around, like, is there something that you find a need to change, or are you always going to be you?
You know, I'm probably getting pretty stale too, I guess. A lot of my messages, I like things by tradition. I say things by tradition. There are certain things we say in the locker room every single game, certain things I've been saying for 20 years and some for 15 years that repeat over and over. But I don't look at it as being stale. I look at it as tradition, and they're good things. I don't know how a guy that has that kind of success, you know, gets fired so soon after he has that success. And I'm sure he's doing the same thing he did when he was very successful and everybody was wanting to be their coach. But, you know, it's kind of a world of what did you do for me today? Not worry about last year, 2 years ago. And you got to kind of go with the flow. I mean, we've been to three national championships, picked up a couple national championships, and no one has come in there yet and threatened my job or anything here. But I do know that's the profession I chose to be in. You know, in men's basketball at the college level, if you don't win, you lose your job. I knew that going in. So I think, you know, maybe more now than ever, you have to win and win consistently, or they're looking for somebody to take your place.
Coach Crutchfield, congratulations again on your second national championship in 3 years. And before we let you go, can you take it easy on Barry and maybe keep it to like 20-point margin of victory next year?
I love Barry. Butch Estes is one of my better friends in basketball, and I know he has retired, but you know, it's a rivalry. But I know, I told a couple of my friends at Barry, if we're going to continue to call it a rivalry, you guys got to pick up the pace a little bit. You got to beat it.
Where?
Wow.
I'm aware. It's
that's a backhanded way of saying you guys are very good.
We've beaten Barry 17 times in a row, so it's going to be a robbery. They better pick up a few wins down there.
Jeez, I thought, Leroy, how many losses did you have with Michigan, Ohio State before you thought it was bad?
I only lost once. But there was, I think it was 9 out of 11, and then Michigan's won the last 2 years, and they wanted to fire the Ohio State coach. He went on to win the national championship, so... Like, geez, let's go.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, that is a robbery, Michigan, Ohio State.
Coach Field, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate
you. Thanks, Coach.
Always fun, guys. Take care now.
All right, there you go. Champion once again, Nova Southeastern University, cutting down the nets.
Hey, you know, all basketball, football coaches, they kind of have that thing, right? When you talk to them, they have that way of talking about things and doing things. And I think you'll never hear another coach say this: I don't want bad big guys. Like, big guys are at a premium, so that means the only ones we gonna get are gonna suck.
They beat,
I don't want those guys.
They beat Barry this year 116-79.
Oh my goodness, what are you, wow.
And then beat them, Jesus, 103-63.
Jeez,
tough day for Bucky. Tough day for my Buccaneers.
Bucky, how's their basketball team? Their basketball team's terrible.
I don't think they were very good this year, Leroy.
See, you guys, but what you do have that probably a lot of South Floridians don't have is you got all them European golfers.
That's true, and tennis players.
And tennis players.
We got a bunch of Swedes.
I will hang my hat on this. And I will ride this to my deathbed. How in the hell does the University of Miami not have a men's golf team?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to some headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Dan, is there any way we could throw the Marlins game on in studio here? Can we get to that, or is that possible?
I don't know. That's even a Jimmy thing. That's Jimmy work.
Jimmy knows how to do that. Thank you, Jimmy, if you don't mind, man. I want to see, we got the fish in action here. But while they're in action, we got a nice little start here. Bases loaded. We got Griffin Conine to the dish. Two outs, though.
Ah.
Two outs. See if we can get off a little baby Mr. Marlin grand salami. Huh? I won't do play-by-play. I'm not allowed to do that, but.
The opposite.
Come on, Conine!
Opposite.
Whiffing with the ducks on a pond, huh?
Big hack, though.
He did take a big hack. Listen, don't go down looking, at least. So you got that going on. Panthers, they beat the Maple Leafs last night 3-1. If you guys missed Randy Moeller on the show, you guys could go catch that interview on the podcast or on our YouTube page, Miami 560 WQM. He was fantastic. The Heat, they take on the Bulls tonight at 8 o'clock, and we'll get into more of it in 15 minutes of Heat coming up here in just a bit. But we have the Par 3 Challenge going on right now.
It starts at two.
It is Masters Week. Leroy and we are going to pick our Masters winners. We're each going to pick five guys with no burgers and fries. But Leroy, I'm going to give you as a gentleman, because this is golf, I will give you first pick. Who are you going with your first Masters selection?
Rory McIlroy.
Wow. Okay. I really thought you were going to save him. You're going just out of the gate with Rory, huh?
Yep.
All right. Rory McIlroy. Leroy has him at plus 600 to win the Masters.
Okay. And complete the Grand Slam, the career Grand Slam right
Would
there.
Complete yes. the career Grand but, Slam.
I mean, keep in mind, only five guys have done it. So we're sitting here making it sound like it's no big deal. Mm. In the history of golf, only five guys have done it.
I'm going to go with my guy, the X-Man, Xander Schauffele, to win the Masters. He is my first pick.
All right. I don't want to pick Scotty Scheffler.
Why not?
Because he won last year. Back-to-back's really hard.
Back-to-back is hard.
But I'm going Ludvig Åberg.
Ludvig Åberg. What the hell is he on the list?
It's A-B-E-R-G.
Did I skip him on the odds? Oh, there he is. There he is. He's plus 1750.
Yep.
He's Swedish, yeah?
I don't think so.
Doesn't he have like that weird thing over his A? I'm thinking of somebody else.
That's why you go O.
Ah. All right, well, I got him. Boom. Okay, you got him in. All right, my next pick. I know that he didn't win last year, but he won the year before that. And I'm home team. I'm going to go with Brooks Koepka. Ekblad!
Oh.
All right.
All right. So, it's hard to pick. Let's see. Xander won two last year.
Yes.
Colin Morikawa is on his way back.
Oh, man, he's stealing Morikawa from me.
Let's see.
What about the ramen man?
Some bombers.
Little ramen noodles?
No.
Bombers, you got DeChambeau. You're a fan of the Crushers.
I'm a fan of the Crushers, but I'm going to go, and he's one of my favorite golfers, but he doesn't really do well here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go with, can't go with one of the twins.
Who are the twins?
Nicholas and Rasmus Højgaard.
Højgaard.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Ah. Wow, those are the Nikolai has plus 15,000 odds.
Yeah, I mean, did you see what happened to him earlier in the week?
I did not.
They accidentally wore the same outfit.
That's great.
Oh no.
I tell you what, I'm gonna take a stab here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go. Russell Henley.
Okay. Russell Henley, plus 4,000.
Yep.
All right. Got it. I'm going to go with the Woo Man, Minwoo Lee.
Minwoo Lee. The thing you need to know about Minwoo Lee is
very
good golfer.
Mm?
Has one of the crookedest drivers ever.
Well, we're keeping it straight at the Masters.
Okay.
Keeping it straight at the Masters, dude.
I'm going to take a long shot here. Ready?
Yep.
I'm going to go Sahith Theegala.
How the hell do I spell that?
S-A-H-I-T-H.
Hold on. What's his first name?
Sahith.
Sahith?
S-A-H-I-T-H.
Sahith Theegala. Got him.
P-H-T-A-E-E-A-L-A.
Got him. Plus 10,000.
Yeah.
Plus 10,000. All right.
Uh-huh. All right. All right.
I am going to go with my favorite Australian who we just saw last week, Cameron Smith Didgeridoo.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right.
So what are we? We're each three in?
Three in, four in.
We're four in?
All right.
Yeah, one.
Right. I got two top five picks. So now it's reaching.
All right.
Patrick Cantlay's not a bad choice. He just doesn't seem – like, you ever seen one of those players, they're like machines, but they have no, like, oomph? That's him.
Mm-hmm.
Bryson, he hasn't been on form lately. Billy Horschel, he's another guy that could contend, but not really.
What about Fleetwood Mac? You're not going to go with him?
I'm contemplating. Hold on one second.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Didn't mean to rush. He is plus 3,000.
All right. Here's who I'm going with. Akshay Bhatia. A-K-S-H-A-Y-B-H-A.
All right, I got him. Plus 6,000.
Yep.
That's who you're going with?
That's it. That's my last pick.
Akshay.
I got two favorites. So I got Rory and Luvig, and then you take some stabs.
All right, my final pick, I am going to go with Colin Morikawa as my final pick.
Good choice, good choice. I was wondering if I should maybe go with Victor Hovland.
Mm.
Putting is tough with him sometimes.
All right, so
here's my list.
Here's your picks. I got you in.
On the screen.
I don't need him. I got him.
He wants you to look at the screen.
I see the screen, but I have his picks. Rory McIlroy plus 600. Ludwig Åberg plus 1750. Russell Henley at plus 4,000. Sahith Theegala. Plus 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And Akshay Bhatia at plus 6,000. You took some porn hacks. I respect it.
Yeah, well, here, Sahith he's long and he plays good. Akshay is really good, but he's young. Rory is Rory. Ludwig is, I think the guy's won one time, but keep in mind, this is how good Ludwig is. He was a captain's pick to the Ryder Cup right out of college. So and he never played a game.
And he was in full swing.
He never played a PGA Tour event.
I got Colin Morikawa at plus 1,400. Cameron Smith at plus 5,000. Minwoo Lee plus 4,000. Brooks Koepka at plus 3,000. And Xander Schauffele at plus 2,000.
I thought there'd be more like live active. But when you only got five.
So they got who? Ooh. They got DeChambeau, Cameron Smith, Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson. Rahm. Rahm. John Rahm, he hasn't been playing well, but John Rahm could get hot. He's a former winner.
Still heavy odds on. I mean, he's plus 1,300. That's third.
Right. No, I know. John Rahm was number one in the world. Remember when he left?
I know he was. Let's see. Winner without Scottie Scheffler. What the hell does that mean? Scottie Scheffler's just so. Ooh, you could bet top five too.
Oh, really?
Interesting. And you could bet top tens. Huh. This golf, sneaky action.
Oh, no, there's plenty of action.
Sneaky action.
You know why? Because there is nothing more than a crapshoot than golf.
All right, those are our picks. We start tomorrow. Hello, friends. We need to get Leroy a screen in here so he can be paid.
Look at the screen.
I already have his picks. I don't need them anymore.
I need you to look at the screen.
I bet them on the Hard Rock app for him. That's what he has me to do. He gave me the Munyon yesterday.
He's putting it up.
You have bet slips.
I gave him my $25, $5 on each of these guys. He's got $5 on five of his guys. And the winner is not the one who wins the total in the app. The winner is who wins the most money, prize money, from at the end of the week.
We bet them all to win. It's only one guy's going to win.
No, but I'm saying between us, we're taking the amount of money they win in the tournament. That's how you do the multiple player thing.
Oh. Well, I'm only betting on who can win us some money.
No, me too. I mean, yes, this is all for us to win money, but I'm saying for our bet back and forth.
Show-wise.
Okay. Show-wise is who accumulates the most prize money at the end of the week.
You mean to go over that Inter-Miami-LAFC game again tonight?
Oh, my God, please.
No. Oh, yes. My goodness. Oh,
there's
oh
been
my
so
God.
Much confusion
can I
today.
Just say this?
Dan, you they almost ripped off his hair.
You took a very simple explanation and confused the hell out of it by saying, all they got to do is win.
He was trying to help you guys with a simple explanation then just got tangled along the way.
It's the right mindset to have. Just win.
Right.
So it's
by more than one.
I don't think Messi thinks about that, but maybe he should. 15 minutes of heat here brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. As the Heat, they're back at it tonight. 8 o'clock is your tip-off from the United Center. As tonight, the Miami Heat will pretty much determine their play-in status, whether or not they will be a team hosting a play-in game, or if they should just throw these last two games away, even though that's going to be a throwaway off because they're taking on the Pelicans and they're taking on the Wizards to close the season. Hey, let me ask you this, Dan Day, since you're here. What are your feelings on Zion Williamson as a Pels lifer yourself? What are your feelings on Zion Williamson? Because should I even bother? I think I just saw a story that like a stalker just got into it with his new squeeze. Does seem like he's got a lot of distractions off the court. You think he could last down here?
In Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be fine in Miami.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just the best option available for us. We're just holding on, you know. He's like that guy or girl that you're dating that you know they're kind of out of your league. You're just kind of holding on. You know eventually they're going to realize, like, wait a second, I can go somewhere else and I can be better. And when they find someone better, they're going to be a better person. But right now, just holding on for that. He'll come down to Miami.
I'm not playing that game.
Let the man speak. If he thinks Zion Williams will be better off in Miami.
You know what that is? I'm going to go to some J-Fig tactics.
Hmm?
He going to come here. It's not going to work out. We're going to have to crop his ass out.
How do you feel like Jaime Jaquez Jr. would enjoy New Orleans?
Hey, why? Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why you want to get a team's best player and then send them a player you don't want?
Well, I just was asking a question, dude. I didn't say I was trading him for Zion. I just asked him a question.
Wait, you think that's how it works?
Just asking a question.
You're like, you always talk about grow up, Peter Pan. Yeah, grow up.
What's the Swedish population?
Send Terry Rozier too, right? Terry Rozier and
send
him.
Expiring send deal. Him. Expiring
what the
deal.
What's wrong with you?
No, less tread on the tire. Let's go. Don't have to worry about injuries as much. Look, when you have a guy like Zion.
Wait, I have a question. Why is Timbo Slice calling me a trade Grinch?
You are a trade Grinch.
I'm keeping it real. Like, there's some realness to this that needs to be discussed that you just blow over.
I was just asking.
One, you think the Pels are going to trade Zion for Jaime?
I don't know what the Pels want.
I wouldn't say in
you know it ain't going to be that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to match salary, obviously.
No, you know damn well they ain't going to do that for no Jaime Jaquez. Well,
Jaime
or
Jaquez.
Terry Rozier.
Jaime,
stop.
Jaime and.
Stop.
It feels like they've always liked Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
about
what
right.
I mean about being that's what I mean about being honest about the situation.
What do people think that like what do Pels fans think they're going to get for Zion? Do they think they're gonna get something good for him?
Just whatever they can get to
yeah,
be
I think they think they're gonna we've get
done,
whatever they can get.
We've done this before. We've been to this dance before.
This is one of those situations where if they're done with Zion, they don't want that money on it. On the books.
Hmm.
So I don't know how you go about that. I don't know, and I'm going to be honest. He gets in a lot of situations. I can't just assume that those situations go away because he comes to Miami.
But au contraire, look at this. No problems at Duke. Great, because he was in a good organization that knew how to run things.
He was there for 12 seconds also.
Doesn't matter. Goes to New Orleans. Let's be honest. They don't have their deck stacked right. Comes to the Heat. They're a good organization. They run things the correct way. It would change things. That's the way I really do believe. But Zion Williamson at New Orleans, it's just kind of a dog and pony show. Here, a little different. He might need a little bit more structure. He's that type of player.
Exactly, dude. That's what I've been saying.
I'm not going to argue. Of all the comments that old dum-dum made across from me, Jesus, those comments right there are knowledgeable, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's possible that it could happen. My thing is this. The Heat have been cursed by one major thing. Injuries. Why would I go get a guy that has been prone to injuries?
It's a fake shutdown, though. He got shut down for tanking.
No, it's a fake shutdown this year.
It's a fake shutdown.
What year is this for Zion?
This is five.
He hasn't played 3 years worth of basketball yet.
What?
He played 70 games last year.
Yeah, he played 70 games last year, dude.
Okay, go look at the number of games. So that means he needed to play 246 games.
We don't need to quibble, math major, okay?
He didn't play 3 years worth of games. He's been in the league 5 years.
No, he's missed a lot.
Look.
Heat can't afford that. That's what the problem has plagued them the last 2 years is the injuries. Pat has told you. So it would seem crazy to me that you go get a guy that you wonder if he's going to play.
Contract's not guaranteed, though. You got outs.
Yeah, but if you have to trade for him, those guys are. They're going to be guaranteed gone.
Depends.
Again, what if I told you had to give up Bam or Tyler?
Don't be silly. See, this is why I can't have grown-up conversations with you.
But that's how
obviously
it works.
Obviously not. Obvious. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Oh, so you think they trade Zion for Jaime?
You think they're going to get – what do you think they're going to get for Zion Williamson? For all the things you just said, doesn't play, discipline issues, durability issues, makes a lot of money. What do you think they're going to get for Zion Williamson?
I think they'll get a couple of young players, 2 first-rounders.
Dude, I would be stunned if they got – I'm not saying it won't happen because it's the NBA, but if they got 2 first-rounders, 2 of your own first-rounders?
Yeah, or just – 2 first-rounders.
I might give him the Warriors first rounder.
Hey, can I just throw this old Frenchie got 4 first-rounders.
I know, and everybody laughed at it.
You think if Zion becomes available,
dude, they got 1 first. Guess who reset the market on that though? I'll tell you who was reverse Rudy Gobert. The Lakers gave up 1 first-round pick for Luka.
Anthony Davis, too.
Dude, get out of here. Anthony Davis, you better be getting every first-round pick you can for Luka Doncic. Are you kidding me?
Wait, you don't think, wait a minute. When Anthony Davis and Luka got traded, he's a superstar, too.
Oh, come on. He's 100 years older than Luka.
No, he's not.
He's 6 years older than Luka.
How old's Luka?
25.
He is. Okay.
I mean, Anthony Davis was top 10 scoring, top 10 rebounding.
He's a very good player.
And he's been all defensive player.
But this is, if you're going to trade.
We're not talking about scrub. Just look at.
25, dude, a Luka Doncic. I don't care if I'm getting back the best guy on my roster. I should be getting at least 2 first-round picks back.
Not with Anthony Davis?
You're crazy, dude.
Dude.
You're crazy.
Anthony Davis could get two or three first-rounders by
old
himself.
Street clothes?
Yes.
You're talking about OG street clothes.
Yes.
Come on.
You don't think so?
He's very talented.
If Anthony Davis was on the market, somebody wouldn't give up 3 first-rounders for him.
3 first-rounders for him at his age?
Yeah.
Depends what kind. Depends what kind.
What kind of what? First-rounders?
Yeah, like, you know, like if it's like a Mikal Bridges
poo-poo
There's poo-poo platters of first-round picks. Like, you know, the Thunder, they got first-round picks up the wazoo, but they're not good first-round picks.
That's why people trade them.
You think Zion's going for two first-round picks?
I could, yeah. I agree with Leroy. Two first-round picks.
Two first-round picks?
Yeah.
You can get the two first-round.
No, Dan, let me familiarize you with, thank you, I got it right, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me familiarize you with this clown, right? So he thinks, right, if he's trading for the player, he ain't worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's trading a player, so if he was trading Zion, he think he'd get two or three first-rounders. Like, you don't think Zion's going to get two first-rounders? At least?
Nah, I don't think he is.
You don't, so you're saying you don't think if somebody trades for Zion, it won't be considered a big time trade.
You're telling me no. You've been telling me the whole time you're against it.
No. I'm telling you why I would have a problem if the Heat did it with the way their seasons have gone the last 2 or 3 years.
All right, but now all of a sudden it's a big trade. Like it's either a big trade or it's not in your eyes. I don't understand.
Dave South said familiarize 10-8 round.
All right, you got Heat.
That was glorious.
You got Bulls tonight, 8 o'clock. 6:15 is, what the hell is preheat tonight? No, it's 6:15?
6:45.
6:45 is preheat. That's time. 6:45 is preheat tonight. Solana and Tommy Tig will get you going, and we'll see. We will have answers tonight. We'll have a lot less murkiness on the Miami Heat's playoff picture by the end of tonight, so we'll have full reaction to it tomorrow, and then we'll figure out the soccer thing also, the Pinks and CONCACAF.
You'll fertilize yourselves pretty well.
Exactly.
Hey, Jennifer. Not necessary.
That's our show, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.